here. Tommy Claire. She lives.
Well, good afternoon.
Good evening.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
We are sure glad to see you.
Well, I that goddamn thing I ran into that one time, I ran into it 17. You know, sit down, go up there at the head, Marvin. Let me tell you.
Come on, hang on, sit down, just sit. Right down there where it's cool.
I built that three-car garage out there.
Right down there.
And my intention was to use as little material as I could, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I got these posts. They were 9-foot posts. Not quite enough, you see, if you're going to put them down the ground that far. So I've got two or three of those beams in there. I have run into them and knocked my head off. I don't mean knock my head off, but I mean knock the fire out of me.
Don't it make you mad?
Right down there.
Just all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Just like running to that door.
Yeah.
It hurts.
And you know it's there.
Yeah. But you will hear it. I run inside of the house and the doors on their home and...
Yes, we said we were
going to
have some music tonight.
Well, I bet you Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton will. See, our cows is over at the other pasture.
Oh.
Come on around here, light in like I said.
Cindy?
Cindy?
I want you to please put it though.
Come in light
in. You can't come anymore if you don't.
She can't look around.
No, she's not supposed to look around. She's supposed to lie down.
Stop coming
around just a little bit.
Too.
She has to look around. Mr. Hamilton.
Bill Hamilton used to.
You know, he lives down there where Marlo and Farnell live.
Oh. Now, where are you, kids?
You know, that's down there where we had that bulldozing done. You know, we went back in that gate.
Cindy.
Right there. Come on around here. Come on. Come in there. Come on. Sit down and be still. Just sit down. Sit down and be still, then you'll be all right.
She's like Mr. Miles. She can't be still.
You gotta get that fan where we...
If you get just a little motion, don't you think it helps?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can put that up big, but you don't want it up big.
No.
It makes you as noise as you can. Can't hear. That's a little speed.
Oh, I'm so glad you all came by.
I just been feeling sorry for myself the last day or two.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do. We just have to endure it and go on.
Well, I see you got to make out them truck tickets now to haul cattle anymore.
Oh, really?
And charge you $10 a head to test them.
That's if they test at the market. That's just veterinarian fees. And now it costs you yardage, you know, and pen fees and all that. So it looks like to me about a $15 charge to test the cow. And then if they find it, you quarantine for 90 days after you have them all in or tested.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have a cow in the world.
Gosh,
Mr.
So, I don't know, you know.
If I could have seen this coming on, I wouldn't have had a wonderful
life. Well, it looks like we're going to have to go through with it again, but we was found brucellosis free. We had some of it, and you know, they disposed of them animals. Then they found them free. Certified them and modified them. Our pasture, we got papers to prove it.
A clean pasture.
Oh, really?
A clean pasture.
Now, I don't have any clean pastures,
Tom. Not any papers.
We did.
We got the papers that we are clean, but that don't count anymore.
We're going to have it to do again if they find it.
Yeah.
And I don't see how in the world we can do it.
Well, you can bet this much. If they want to find it, they can find it.
And Marvin says we're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Sure, you're going to have to pay veterinarian's fees.
The state,
I mean,
ain't
it's nothing. No more free rides.
No more free rides. You know, I hit it lucky on that other one. I had one cow that was infected. And she's over age and grade, ready.
Well, that's
to
all we had.
Boneyard.
Out of all of ours, that's all we had, one.
Yeah.
But that's all it takes.
I didn't even lose a good one, you see.
We lost one that we thought was all right, and we had been milking her, too.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, we weren't milking her then.
I mean,
then,
we weren't milking her then,
though.
No.
Uh-huh.
We had milked her.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if we'd even use milk. Seemed like me just...
Can you feel that coming?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to turn it up?
No, it's all right.
Now, this is no air conditioned place in here, but it's not as bad as it has been in here, is it?
Mm-mm.
But they've got this brucellosis
infection. Yeah, the air would move.
It ain't saying in the world, but people, big shots,
I haven't heard of,
are trying to rule out the little people.
I haven't heard of them finding any. But I don't know why
and
that,
to give somebody a big job.
I don't know what the game is. It's something that we wasn't warned about. It just come in one day and says, yes, you'll do it.
Well,
all of a sudden, I mean, if we'd have been warned, why we'd... No, but look at the people that the whole cattle up there, and lots of them was good bloody cattle. Maybe they wasn't registered, but they was, you know, subject to being registered. And... And people do like I do. They'll carry the calves up there, the cows, and go on and go back maybe later and pick up the check for it. They don't stay there to no sale. Well, a lot of them cattle sold for beef, and they're expecting them to sell for maybe herd bulls or something like that.
Oh.
And there was no notice, nobody notified anybody, announced anything, or nothing.
Well...
Just happened over the weekend. People carried them up there on Sunday night or Monday and went on off and left them. And they come back and found it in that condition.
It's the last thing you'd expect. You see, the price has been so good.
Mm.
All of it. The cows, taking old bony cows there, it'd bring 25 cents, wouldn't she?
Well, it looks like to me that this is going to make them higher.
Make them higher?
Yeah. It looks like to me it's going to make them high. Because I feel like that the majority of the people is going to keep the cattle off of the market.
Oh.
Because, you know, time I haul a cow up there and pay $15 to have her tested and then pay auctioning fees, that's going to take the profit out of it. If she don't sell very much.
Yes.
And if she proves out all right, she's still not going to bring you very much. If she doesn't prove out all right. Now, I don't know the details on whether the state is going to pay for any of this contaminated or not.
Well, I don't know. All those things catch me just unexpected. It's hard to believe.
Now, I think calves under a year old is all right.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they would still be immune, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Well, you see this green deal, the Russian. What they said on the television was, you see, that the people that raised the grain didn't get in on that.
Mm-hmm.
That come after they had sold the grain
mm-hmm.
to the elevators.
Right.
Kind of hard to get the poor man in on it, ain't it?
It sure is.
Yes, when there's so many rich ones right there.
Take it up.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I think this will help. I think it'll help the... people that's got, you know, registered stock, because he's going to keep up with his pretty close anyway. I mean, he can afford to. He's got good pens, and he got them right to where he can see them and everything. Now, this might help him. So.
Yeah.
And you got a sheet of paper that big to fill out.
But you got to...
Lord, no wonder it costs so much.
You got to have a...
You got to fill it out.
Well, that there's your trip tickets. You got to say where that cow started from, what time you loaded him.
Oh, really?
What road you carried him on to the market, and what market you carried him at, and what time you arrived at.
Is that right?
Who carried him there for you?
Well,
and if you carried, if you carried him there, give your truck tag number, what model truck you got, your driver's license number, your name and address. And if somebody else carried him there, give them his truck number, his license, driver's license number.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, I never heard
of
anything
like
that.
Well, now, they claim that that's going to help with the stealing, but I can't see it. Because, I mean, if I was that kind and you had some calves out there, what would stop me from coming over here and getting me some of your calves and carrying them up there and say, they're mine here. I make out a trip ticket on them. This is my truck, my calves, and everything.
Yeah. They can chase you.
Yeah, I guess they could.
Who was telling me? Was that you telling me about that? Who was that Faye telling us about that? Don't you know Cobb had this?
Oh, yeah. They got them now. They done found a truck, cows, and all.
Oh, that's Curtis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Found the cows.
Yeah, they found the cows. It's 70-something thousand dollars worth.
Curtis said that the truck passed.
Yes.
They painted it over. And the garage man that had worked on the truck called him and told him the trailer had just passed.
He didn't see it. He just heard it.
Just heard it by sound.
Of all things.
And they asked him, how did he know? And he says, I know it by sound. And they put a man on the road and they got it.
Can't believe it.
That's hard to read
that. No. No, sir.
No.
You can come to my house. Enough, and I can tell your track from anybody else's.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Our track.
I could tell you where George Fairbanks walked. I could tell you where such and such a person walked in our pasture.
You got to get used to the track.
Yeah, you got to get used to the track.
The way he puts your foot down when you're running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you'll notice that, you probably haven't noticed tracks too much. But there's no two people puts a foot on the ground.
That's right.
It's like your finger thumbprints or something. I mean, you got a different way.
Maybe
of
you turn your toe
down,
your shoe kind of under, and maybe the other man will kind of drag it. I can tell people's strike.
Some of them will walk on the side of the foot. Some of them hit on the heel first. Me, for instance, I hit on the heel first.
I hadn't thought about that in humans.
Well, I just pull them old boots along. How would you?
Anybody that dragged his boots, you know that was God.
Except I haven't had any to drag along. They won't drag now. They fell apart. You see, I don't handle them in the summer. I don't know if they handle them in the fall or not.
On the
four-gogle
boots he loves to wear.
I don't know either. Now, I know where you can get I know where you can get them. I know where you could get them, and I don't know if that little store is still left. It's that Army surplus deal, you know. Yeah, that old rubber goulash boot deal they used to have.
Oh, they're in Gainesville.
Yes, ma'am.
I lost track of him. He was so. Sometimes he'd have something, sometimes he wouldn't.
Well, you know where it is, what I'm talking about.
Well, I know where one of them was. Where was it? Just off the square.
Yes, it used to be what they call Union Street. I don't know how they got it by number now. What is it? Second, maybe? Or maybe I believe that's right.
I believe it is, yeah.
Second.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been there in a long time.
I haven't either. I'm not sure he's still there. See, his name was Fagan, I believe.
Marvin, we ought to went on down to McIntosh. And that's just some coffee notes.
Well, sugar allergies. Well, you got canned milk, pet milk.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
We use that in the morning.
Yeah.
7-11 deal stays up and down at 11 o'clock.
They have more trouble with hogs, though. Than they have with cows.
Mm-hmm.
That cholera business, they don't seem to be able to. That just breaks out all the time.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with the game department now moving hogs in yonder.
Oh.
Because, I mean, they'll move a bunch of hogs out of Okefenokee Swamp and maybe bring them down here somewhere and turn them loose as wild game. And vice versa, and that keeps diseases scattered back pretty bad.
And I had a cow over there this morning. I tried to get in the pen, and I couldn't do nothing with her. Marvin went back over there and rode up the cave, and she had a big white Charlotte cow.
Oh, Miss Mary.
And she didn't even know she was going to have a cow.
Well, I didn't know she was sick, and I know that's what was wrong. I just couldn't do a thing with her. She just wouldn't do nothing.
She wouldn't gee-haw.
So I just went on and left her alone. I didn't need her anyway.
And then when Marvin went back, she'd already
had her. Oh, yeah, big old white dog.
She'd come telling me I'd sure sell her if I could get her in the pen.
Well, she acted like a crazy. She, you know, just kind of fed and cared for her all of her life. And then she just was her. I thought she was contrary, but I know that now why she acted like that.
Why, yeah. Well, weren't you pretty?
Well, them big...
I haven't seen it.
Well, them big Charlotte calves, they might behave anyway.
Marvin said he was up there just jumping up and down playing.
Uh-huh.
He was trying to.
Their
old back was so weak, you know, he couldn't hardly navigate it. Try to play and his old back would kind of sweat you on him, you know.
Yeah.
He was so
yeah.
Young,
yeah.
He was born this morning.
Yeah.
And so big.
Yeah.
How did you get onto the Charlets?
I bought a bull from Morris Guster.
Yeah.
And I still got a bull over there at the Denham place. And they are the nicest natured cows I ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't like them as good as I do the Angus.
Yeah.
I do. The old cows are
so. So that's how you got Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a Charlotte man?
That's right.
He liked them.
They big ones. They was big.
That Charlotte come. He got that Charlotte from that lawyer down there in Tampa. Was raising purebred cattle, and he first started out with the St. Gertrudis.
Yeah.
And then he got off of them onto the Charlotte.
Yeah.
And his name was Bill Larkin. Bill Larkin, the lawyer. And that's where he got his from, you know, start.
Yeah. He was in for the big cows.
That's right.
He sure had some big cows.
Well, now, Morris had just Charlotte cows and bull. But you,
yes,
you
he
crossed
had
them.
Some, he had some Charlottes and bull, and then he had some cross, too.
Yeah.
Angus and Son of Gertrude mostly.
When you have to watch out is when you cross them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was crossing most of his with that Son of Gertrude, and that's a big cow, too,
yeah.
You know, the
yeah.
Red cow.
I'd love to be able to experiment a little bit. I guess I would. I don't know if I would not. I always thought about it, but I never got around to doing it.
We got a white Charlotte and a black Angus bull over there.
Two Angus bulls.
Well, I mean at the gun place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at the gun place.
And I think that I've got a burner.
Yeah.
I think I got one of Hogan's cage. He's got a big Bramer bull.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know that sapsucker stood flat-footed and jumped out of aluminum gate there at the house?
I was all in my life.
Flat-footed.
Just walked up there and just jumped it and didn't even touch it.
You know, I'd love to see that.
I would.
He don't, he's not mean about breaking out of a pasture, out of his pasture or anything. But he happened to be in our pasture and we was loading some cattle and
He didn't seem
to get nervous or anything. He just decided he didn't want to stay in that pen, and he'd come to the highest place in it and hopped out. That was a gate.
Is that right?
He comes over there in our pasture whenever he gets ready to.
And that goes back.
Yeah.
As clear as the fence.
Mm. That's right.
And you've seen him do it.
Oh sure.
Well, you don't have to have a bull.
Well, we don't fuss about him anyway.
We got one over there that really, I believe, is he's the daddy of it.
Yeah. Now, he's a Brahma.
The Brahma.
He would be Brahma and
Dicanus.
You know, I've seen some of those Brahma cattle that are just beautiful. They're just beautiful.
They have such pretty eyes.
Well, this bull that Hogan's is just as gentle as this puppy is.
But he just goes where he takes
you. Yeah, when they just about all of them will. That Burma.
So,
yeah.
You know, I love this guy's bull out here, and I think, my goodness, if he just really wanted to, he could just walk through anything out here.
He could walk through it, but the Burma just...
He just goes over. He don't tear it down to where you have to fix it.
Yeah.
These others, they'll just go through it, and then you got to go and patch it behind you.
That's right. Well, maybe...
I see.
You know that fence there between the house and the cow pen?
Yeah.
Well, that there, a Charlet bull that Marge gave to us jumped that fence.
Sure, that was a Santa Cruz.
Well, Santa Cruz.
Yeah, that old big red one.
Oh.
He had horns, I bet, that long.
I don't remember him.
No, you
never
did see
him. I don't think you ever seen him.
But he come out in the yard and was almost on the highway. And I went out there after him, and somebody hollered, "Look out!" And he just was before getting me in my back.
And he was gentle, too.
And he was just as gentle as
so
he could be.
You just don't give a bull out. I never
But he thought that I ought to feed him or hand him out something, and but that bull could have killed me, and I got rid of him right then.
Oh, did you?
Right then.
Well, you could just stay out of his way. You didn't have to.
Well, I don't want no bull like that.
Because
I may have to go out in the pasture and get him or do something, and I ain't going to have no bull to run me.
Well, I don't want a bull with antlers like a deer.
No, you see, when we first
a deer didn't have his. That was the bangest set of horns I ever saw.
We first got him then. We had that place down there, that old house where Hogan keeps his hay, that old log house there. And we had some hay in that, and we had him down in there. I got looking for him one morning and couldn't find him. And I looked and looked and looked and couldn't find him. And I walked by the old house, looked in the door, and he's laying up in there on the hay. Just went on in, eat, and laid down on top of it.
Why, Mark?
He went in the door. Yeah.
Went in the door?
Yeah. Crawled up and then laid down like a dog.
You see that?
Morris didn't believe it, but he went down there and caught him in there.
Really?
Oh, did he?
That's some bull.
Now he'd go down there and he'd sleep in that old house at night when it was cold weather.
He'd get out of the weather.
Oh, would he? Well, I hadn't heard about any cows doing that.
I never did either, but he did. He got in out of the cold
weather. But you know, he was gentle. You could take a bucket of feed and carry him up there where he wanted to get.
You know, they'd all tell me you build a shed and the cows go out somewhere else. They don't want a shed.
Now, them we got won't. They'll hibernate under them sheds we got. You'll let them.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. These out here will go under the palm trees. Get out of the sun, but they'll stay in the shade. One of the things I noticed You all have shade trees over your place.
Yeah.
I declare I have. What happened to all the shade trees over to Dodd's?
I declare if I know without, they cut them out. They used to have
a
lot of shade
over there.
They used to have a lot of shade over there.
I'd hate to be a cat without a shade tree.
Well, they haven't got any along the lane.
Well, have they got plenty of feed?
When I was over there this morning, we stopped your house. They was out of feed. You mean?
We mean pasture. Good pasture. They got a good pasture.
No, I think they're out of pasture. They're down to hay.
Well, me and Dodd wanted to buy some from me. And she said they just had more pasture than what they had cows to eat it.
Oh, yes. But that was back when...
No, it hadn't been but about 10 days ago.
Really?
Oh, you mean since the millet?
Oh, yeah.
About 10 days ago.
She said this morning they didn't have the pasture. And those bulls of mine that they got, they were going to put out there where they were cutting the hay. Well, that's not pasture.
Well, you know something, you know, it's so dry to where we cut our hay, most of it died.
The grass.
The clover.
Uh-huh.
And the grass, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
But you know something, I'm going to plant me a pasture for next year. As early as I know it'll come up, it's indigo. That is one of the highest protein feeds that I know anybody can plant and one of the quickest.
And it likes it dry.
It likes it dry.
All it's got to do is get a start.
That's right. It seems if you can get the seed up, that's all you need.
Yeah. You know, that's one of my first earth recollections of being down here. That's up in the North Foyer. They had that little piece of property I owned up there. They'd had this going for 3 or 4 years. I thought they'd always done it, but they hadn't. They had this millet, indigo, in the corn. And as soon as the corn fired up, the millet would come out. And it would get so confounded thick, you know, you could hardly walk through there. And that built up the land for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they could also graze it or cut it, whether it did.
Well, we tried mowing some of this thing, and it didn't work out so good.
Saving them off of hay.
It might be good hay, but so it don't look right. It's trashing. You can't half bale it. It's all the leaves will crumble off of it. You just ain't got nothing but stick.
I asked Freddie Woods how he saved it. He said that the answer he gave me, he said he had some. He wished he had somebody to haul it to Woodard Pullman.
He'd give it to Woodard if somebody would haul it to him.
Woodard got a truck.
That's what
I told Marvin. I said, Woodard goes down there, why don't he give it to him?
I never heard of him giving anybody anything.
Me either.
He won't even give you a watermelon.
I ain't planting nothing else.
I stopped at Woodard's on the way back. They had that hay over there. And his hay's different now. He got that fluffer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see, it don't dry out. You see, he mows it, and then he comes along half a day later and fluffs it, puts it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have great patches of it that's just drying out while the rest of it's just curing. And he brought a bale up there for those calves. And it's some of the finest hay I've seen down here.
Well, I've heard people say that bought hay from him, said they wouldn't buy no more because it was too short, it was trashy.
Well, that's it.
That's why we never thought he had any good hay.
But this is what he put up with the fluffer. And I said to him, Berman, much hay as you put up, I don't understand how you waited so long to get a fluffer. And he said right, he pointed right there, you see. Charlie says there's the reason she wouldn't let me.
Well, what do you think about it?
Fluffer? Well, I don't think you got a choice. I used one time. This Davidson boy over here, he was going to help me. We had a good growth of hay, indigo and Bahia, but it's a good growth out here. And he was going to help me put it out. He busted everything he touched. But anyhow, he had that fluffer over here that he borrowed from somebody, and I used it out there for a while. And you can't get along without it once you use it.
Well, is the things very expensive?
They're brand new, they are. Of course, everything costs out.
But I was just wondering what the price of them was.
He cost $1,000, $8,000, $9,000. You see, things are going up so fast. It's just like your trailer, you see.
But I was just wondering. Now, you say you cut that hay and let it cure about a half a day and then fluff it and it's ready to bale. Is that right?
Oh, no. No. No, that fluffs it up. It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
But Pangola, you know, it takes 3 or 4 days.
That's right. Well,
this usually, way, you can take it up the next day.
Well, usually, this time of the year, I can, if the sun, if it don't have any rain, it's cloudy weather,
yeah.
I can mow it this morning and take it up tomorrow afternoon.
Without a fluffer.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, that's this time of year.
I know we ain't going to get no fluffer.
The grass is quit pulling sap. Now,
well,
it's dry. It's dry.
I don't use his all the time.
Nah, I don't want it.
And there ain't anything about a fluffer to break, like there's about a baler or a mower.
I seen Dodd when he passed by the house with that thing. I've never seen one except that. I've heard of them. What does it do? Just kick it straight up like the sand, I guess, doesn't it?
No, it goes this way.
It goes this way, round.
Yeah, and it's got 3 or 4 or 5 of those little units.
Oh, and just
yeah.
Fluffs it all up on the ground.
Yeah,
keeps
it's got like a merry-go-round, you see, and it's got a blade here, there, and there,
mm-hmm.
and it all fluffs it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it does nice. And you see, it don't just turn it. It sticks it way up, you see, where the air can get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the times that I've wished that guy had a fluffer is when, you know, it rains.
Yeah, that's another time.
Oh. And then you just rain just enough to ruin it. But if you had a fluffer, you know, then you'd be all
fit. You know that old hay, the first hay we cut, lay over there in the field and it rained on it and rained on it and we left it over there and it rained on it again. And I taken the notion, well, it had to come out of there. I didn't want to leave it lying there. And we loaded that stuff up and carried it to the captain and then carried it like the stars, flat through there.
And you could pick it up.
And it was just
there,
as pretty and green.
About that deep, about an inch under there.
Just
it hadn't got
just
wet,
as nice.
It just cured out just as nice.
On top, it just,
yeah.
It was just.
It just turned that water, that top just turned the water. It just turned it brown on top, you know, and dark. We thought it was just gone
it's
and ruined.
Them cows eat that stuff just like it was molasses.
But you know, I've learned something about that rake that we got. That I didn't know, and I don't know if a lot of people do know. I just got to thinking about it and tried it, and it works. You know, the one that I got out there now just rakes it one way.
Yeah.
And that's it. Well, you can't hardly turn it with it back the other way without getting it, you know, turning around and coming back and turn it that way, see? All right, to take your drive belt off and twist it and start your reel to go in the other way, you can knock it back, put it in a twist.
Oh.
In other words,
that clover and
like it's turning this way.
And Pangola's so thick over there, you can't hardly bale it.
Like if you turn it this way on your rake, twist your belt and it'll turn it this way.
That clover's that high.
Why, Miss Mary?
Just as thick as it could stick.
Oh, yes. You've got rain on it at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just happened to hit that just right. We planted that just about right.
Yeah.
Well, that ought to raise your spirits. Anything, anybody's got clover that pretty?
Well, it would, but there's so many other things comes along and downs it. Just like this cow situation. It just makes me sick.
Well, that's right. You don't have just one or two. It's one right after another.
One right after the other. Now Marvin quit his job. He come home because everything was going to the bad, and we was going to make it on the cows, and now we can't sell the cows. Nothing but the cows. I declare you can't afford to pay $10 to have your cows tested and make anything out of it. You might as well carry them up there and give it to them.
Yeah, just give it
to them. You take, you say, $10. That's $1,000 if you got 100 head of cattle.
Yeah.
Well, as your profit, as your calf crop for next year right there. The veterinarian's done walked off with it.
Yeah.
Well, can you sell them if you just sell them for butcher prices?
You can. Yes, ma'am. You can put them on market. Anytime you come to the market, they're going to sell for slaughter now.
I see.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, that'll depress it. That won't raise the price. That'll depress it.
Well, there's not very many people got that kind of cattle to sell.
But if they test it and it's got brucellosis, then you got
then,
to say you'd be
then
banned.
When that packer gets that animal and he carries it and slaughters it, the inspector's going to be there and catch some blood. Well, he knows who that cow belonged to before it was sold because he got a slip on it. But he's going to catch that blood and test it. If that animal's got it, then you quarantine right there.
Yeah.
For 90 days.
Yeah.
After you have them tested.
Yeah.
All right. You was talking about that would depress it. Now, we carried off some calves this evening, and I think I counted 2 cows, 1 bull, and 8 calves at the market where there's usually been being around 1,500.
Yes.
That's all?
That's all.
Oh, you mean that time of day when
that's
you got
right,
there.
That's right. All right. We'll know. We're pretty sure that there's going to be some more to go in tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow. So.
Well, you carried some today.
Yes, ma'am. Maybe they'll have 500 head to 1,000 head where they've been selling 2,500.
Yeah.
The people's cattle is just not that good.
Mm-hmm.
They might have some that's ready for slaughter.
Yeah.
But the majority of the range cattle is just not that good because they've had them calves pulling them, sucking them, and they just they won't be ready before next spring.
Oh,
you're
next
right.
Year.
You mean to say they've got to be sold for slaughter? That means you've got to take them right to the slaughterhouse.
That's right. That man's got to swear.
You can't feed them a while.
No, that man's got to say that I'm carrying these and killing them tomorrow. In other words, he's got to go to Swift or somebody like that. I mean, just I couldn't, like, if I wanted to feed out some, I just couldn't go there and say, I want 15 head of cows to put in my feedlot. Now, steers, yes.
Yeah.
At least that's what they tell me up there to the market.
Well, it's kind of like that cattle trailer you got, you see. It's a good trailer, except it don't have the tires on it.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a good trailer, and if I had the tires on it, you couldn't sell the cows, wouldn't have no use for it, so.
So you'd have to pay for that, 4 tires for that. That's a set of tires.
Mm-hmm.
That cost you $150.
No, it cares. You can put just regular, ordinary tires on it, 4 flies if you want it.
Ordinary
4
flies?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It would cost you in the neighborhood of $100.
Yeah.
Well, now that's applies to all the trailers that I've seen.
Oh, just wait till I get my check from the place.
From your place?
Oh.
You think you're going to get one?
No.
I want to see it.
No, sir. I don't think so.
Well, this fellow over here, he knows everybody. He hadn't moved it for you yet?
No, he come over there with the contract.
Wade?
Yes.
And I told him in plain words I wanted 29% down. I wanted the balance of it in 7 years. And he brought that contract. And he didn't say nothing. The contract didn't say nothing about what I was to get down. But he told me, he says, they're going to pay you $14,000 down. I said, no, they ain't either. I said, you got to go and come again. And Mr. Miles, it was rolled up there just as plain as in white and black that the seller was to pay to the buyer when it was closed, $2,000. I said,
what in
the heck am I going to pay you all $2,000 for? I said, somebody's just off of their rocket. I said, I ain't paying nobody nothing.
$2,000.
And then at the closing of the deal, I'm to pay them $9,000. And I said, no. I said, no, sir. I said, I ain't no lawyer. But the next day, I called Mr. Adkins and his secretary answered. And she said he was in court. And I said, well, what I wanted to tell you, I got that contract. She said, we got one too.
Well, I knew they would get one.
And she said, can I have Mr. Adkins to call you when he comes in? I said, no, let me call him because I don't know whether I'll be at the house or not because I'm working in the hay. So I called and Mr. Adkins answered. And I told him, I said, I got the contract, and he said, well, what you think of it? I said, I don't think nothing of it. What do you think? He said, I don't think a damn thing about it. And he said, there's going to be a lot of wrinkles ironed out of that before they get that piece of property. So, Swicord, he brought the big shot out there to see me and Martin talk to us. And I told him that I talked to Mr. Adkins, and he says, what did he say about it? And I told him just what he said. I told him, I said, Mr. Adkins said it wasn't worth a damn. And he had to do a lot of ironing the wrinkles out of it before you all got it. And he said, well, we'll let him make out the contract. I said, good. And if Mr. Adkins makes out the contract, I don't have no idea that they'll approve of it, so I just don't have no idea.
They seem to want the property.
They said they wanted it.
They want the property all right enough, but they...
Well, Bob, and if they all businessmen, if they do, they know how to transfer property.
Why, sure. But the thing about it is, they should write up a decent contract if they want it that bad.
And listen... And they had it on there that after we sold the property, that I was responsible for any fires that got in there. And I said, are you crazy? I said, I ain't no such a doggone thing. I said, anybody could come in there. I said, oh, and the Illinois is joining that piece of property. They could sit there with the fire and they could go in there and burn up every tree in there. And I ain't going to be no responsible for no nothing. And he said, well, we'll take that out. I said, well, you sure will.
Well, if you sold it, it wouldn't be yours anymore.
Well, he meant for the 7 years, so you got 7 years to pay the
bill. I ain't going to be no responsible for no 7 years.
That's not right.
Because you could go along there and throw out fire anybody and burn up them pine trees. No. He said, in other words, you don't care whether I don't care whether I sell it or not. I told him, I guess it's independent. I said, I don't care. I've lived a long time with it.
Well, what was the $9,000 for you were going to pay?
At the end.
What in the world were you going to pay $9,000 for?
I can't figure it out.
That's what we don't know. Well, that's what we got to find out.
That makes no sense at all.
Brought the contract out there to the field for me to sign. And I told him, I said, I ain't signing a damn thing unless Adkins tells me to.
Oh,
They got to sign it before the lawyer. I mean,
I said, if my lawyer says this your contract is all right, I'm responsible for it. You sign it if you want to sign
it. I can see it. I can see that, you know, coming out with a contract to somebody that is ignorant as we are. But, I mean, you're going to make the same contract and give it to our lawyer. And we told him that the lawyer had to have one, just like we had. He had to have three copies, you one, us one, and him one.
Yeah.
Or give it to our lawyer, the same contract.
He thinks I'm a nut. I ain't got no sense,
well, he might
and
think
I need money.
Your lawyer's a nut.
And me give him $2,000 to buy my property? He's crazy as different.
Well, that was...
you know he's had... Yeah, give us some money.
Yeah, let me get you some cold water. I've got some right here for you.
The,
You want some
money? No, ma'am, thank you.
Yeah,
you're
both of
them.
I just
don't ask
you. I wouldn't care for anything.
They don't ask you when you go over there if you want to know.
I'm telling you right now, you know people ain't got no sense, have they?
That's the truth.
Well, they don't know till they try you. You might have gone right along with them, you see.
Brought it to the field?
Yeah, he brought it over to
there you are, just an old country woman.
Martin
right there.
Was
and there
than
he
me.
Is with all them town clothes on. Was that the big fella that done that?
No, that was Swycord. He sent it out there by Swycord, the big fella did.
Oh.
And then Swycord brought the millionaire, I see.
Well, yeah. It was a few things in there that I read that thing and I said, no. Paragraph so-and-so, what does that mean? He'd turn to it and look. He said, well, I just don't know. I just don't know.
Swycord.
Yeah.
See, I ain't making no deal with Swycord.
Uh-uh.
No. What's he got? Where was the $2,000 going?
Well, here's the way that was posted.
They told me.
Well, hello.
Hello,
hi.
Him.
How are you?
Come in.
They told me when I said, you crazy, I ain't giving you no dollar. And he said, oh, that's a mistake. He said, we're to give you the $2,000. I said, well, why didn't you write it up like that?
Deposit, you know.
But it didn't say it that way.
No, it didn't read it.
The seller is to pay the buyer.
That's what it said in the contract.
$2,000. And I told him, I said, I ain't giving you nothing. He said, well, you ain't supposed to. We're giving it to you. I said, well, it said the seller is to pay the buyer.
That's new.
$2,000 at the close of the deal.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And he brought it out there to you in the field. So it's a sign.
I thought I had it, but I don't. I left it on the dresser.
Well, that's burnt. I wish you'd brought it.
I sure wish you had.
That's hard to believe. I'd love to see
it's at the house on the dresser.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
the seller is to pay, and it's in plain writing, $2,000 in writing and $2,000 in print at the close of the deal. Well, wouldn't that have been me paying them $2,000? That's what I told him. He said, no, we're to pay you. I said, well, why didn't you write it up like that? I'm the seller and you're the buyer. Well, he said, you just don't want to sell it. No way. I don't care whether I sell it.
Not under them terms, you don't.
But you wait till... And Adkins told me, he said, I tell you, he said, I'm in court. And I'm tied up now. But he said, let's all of us get together. He said, that's the honest way to do it. So we're supposed to get together and go up there this week.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's still hanging by.
Pending, yeah.
And he said he wanted it. He said he really wanted it. But I don't believe that Mr. Adkins is going to let him have it.
The millionaires don't part with their money too readily, is what I'm saying. Poor man will do it quicker.
Nick, they thought I reckon like the vacuum cleaner man. They threw that with me, I'll fix it. No, I told him, I said, whoops. I said, you got to go back and come again. And I said, there ain't nothing to this.
And then tack on that $9,000 at the end.
At the end, I'm paying $9,000. So there's $11,000 that I'm to give him.
Maybe.
Well, how
maybe
does the word
part
get
of that
out?
Interest back.
It looks to me like the word is out somehow.
That I'm a crackpot?
You said it, he didn't.
That's the way they all do me. They've done me that way ever since I got down here. I'm telling you.
One of the things that gets the guy in the dumps, though, is when you start thinking about all the people that have done things to me.
That's what gets me down, too.
Some people go.
What gets me down is all the things that I've done for other people, and they don't give a darn about me.
No. No, you can't bank on anything like that. No. You know, I just noticed that came to me not long ago. I thought about this long, tall fella that comes out here. He's the one that's got that little filly out here. He's a nice fella. He has done me a lot of good turns. He didn't have to do any of them. And I went up there the other day, and he didn't ask him for something to help me if he could. And he looked at it and said he couldn't do that. And you know, I got sort of peeved there for a minute. And I thought to myself, it came to me just then. Yeah, a man can do good things, turns for you for 10 years, and then he don't do one, and it's all gone. Mm-hmm. Now, is that right? Mm-hmm. Is that right? I mean, is that the way it goes?
Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Once you do good things, you just got to keep it up, or else your name is...
You just expect to be
mud.
Doing it up.
Yeah.
Doing a good turn.
Well, now you see, them good turns you do people, you're supposed to keep them up. Yeah.
But I think the nerve of anybody to come out in the field with a contract.
Well, you see,
and it,
she's got
it
all
wrote backwards.
She got all that land there.
It typed backwards.
It was every bit signed but me and Marvin to put our name down there.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their lawyers had already signed it. Get a bunch of lawyers to buy it.
You see, she could give them all an acre of ground along that.
Now I could do it, but I ain't going to do it. They don't know.
Well,
of them
the way they had that thing figured out while they were selling it to her.
That's right.
Yeah. That's true. That's where the contract read.
I thought Swanko could keep it straight for
me. It said Marvin. And
well, maybe I ain't got no sense, but it said the seller is the fate of the buyer.
That was one paragraph. Right down here. In the other paragraph, it says the seller shall deposit $2,000 to the buyer upon the closing of this contract.
And then it goes on, and I'm to deposit them $9,000.
Well,
that's
fine,
at the very last
that's in
payment.
That's fine print. Well, you can expect something like
fine
that.
Print? My foot is up there in big black letters.
I know, but it's on the last page. You call the fine print. It's, you can
you
read it.
You look at Andy Adkins, get some up there. I bet you he tells him something.
Well, I run into Swanko. One time, he is coming.
Don't say anything to him about it. I just want to see just what's going to happen. I'm on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on to go on up there before Mr. Adkins. I want to
call him now. I called him.
What Mr. Adkins is going to tell him. I told Mr. Adkins, I said, now, Mr. Adkins, I said, I got to have you. And I want you to look out for my welfare and interest and sell it. Just like it was yours. I ain't got nothing to do with it. If you say sell it, I'll sell it. And if you tell me to sign my name to it, I'll sign my name. But otherwise, no. He said, I'll take care of it. Of course, that's going to cost me some money.
Yeah, you'll take care of that.
It cost me $35 an hour.
And him keep up with his own, he, him keep his own time.
But you have to have a lawyer. You can't do nothing. You just can't do nothing. There's so many crooks in this world.
I don't remember not what I wanted from you for. And well, how do you answer the phone? Swicord and Associates. Swicord and Associates, I think, is the way he answered that. So he's...
He's in business.
He's in business. Somehow.
Well, I run into him this time, and he goes, I said, well, I thought you'd already moved that property. Well, he said, we had a few little hang-ups. Well, I said, I thought you could keep it all that straight, and that's all that was said. You see, he started telling me one or two things about it. I said, I don't know anything about transferring property.
Wow.
All I do is, like you said, I try to get a lawyer and try to get one that works for me and not for the other fellow.
Yes, I'm not sure he's working for me.
But what I'm scared of, he got beat.
Well, he's not exactly beat yet.
Oh, he comes in second?
Running through, yeah, he's run over. I think he run it off.
Well,
and
then
yawns, huh?
He don't need it.
Yeah.
No, he don't need it, and I don't think he'll win. I think he got a poor chance.
A criminal lawyer. No, a prosecuting attorney.
Prosecuting attorney.
It looks to me like would have a poor chance of being a judge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have so many people that's against them.
That's right.
Well, what he's doing, he's running against an experienced judge to start with. That it would have been somebody like me or you or somebody like that.
Who is he running against?
Yawns, that fella. Yawns. Ain't that his name? Yawns? Yeah. From Palatka. But anyway, if it would have just been an outsider come out, or another lawyer come out against him, he might have had a chance. But most people, you know, them long-term judges been in there, these people kind of like them, or they wouldn't have went in there the second, third time.
Yeah.
You ain't had any chances getting on welfare?
Well,
I'm going to tell you, you're
going to have to look pretty prosperous to get on welfare.
McGovern says he's going to give everybody 65 and over, $300 a month.
No,
62. 62, that's bad. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Whether they need it or not, and he comes to the state of Florida, where he's taking everybody off of welfare and he's put them to work at good jobs.
Yeah. Well, now, what happened to Marvin? I haven't got that straight yet. Mm-hmm. Did he conk out or just?
Yeah, he ain't no good no more.
That's just about true on that dude.
He can't take it.
Well, what happened?
He just had to go and get in the shade.
Well, there's a lot of people does that.
Yeah, I do that too.
He's been sick. Marvin's been sick. He ain't well.
I don't know.
He really are not at work, but.
Something did that.
What'd you send to him?
Well, it first started, I got pretty hot.
Yes.
And it started up in here, and it worked, just worked from right about there, all the way down the side of my neck. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And in here, it's been there ever since, and that's been, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, really?
I've been going to the doctor with it, taking pills.
What'd he say?
He seems to think it was arthritis in the muscle there.
Getting too hot won't give you arthritis in the muscle.
He says it'll cause it.
Really?
That's what he said. I don't know.
That's a new one.
But he's helped me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want the arthritis up there if I had
it. When it first started to get up off of the bed, I'd have to turn over on my stomach and get up on my elbows like that then and kind of ease my head up where I'd get my hands under here and kind of pick my head up. I couldn't pick my head up off of the bed.
Well, that's a nice treatment.
That's right.
Well,
gosh,
and now it's just a little bit sore in there, along in there. But
if we were worrying about Miss Mary, maybe we better worry about you.
I went in, and it's in my hip. And he said he had it in his head, and I said, Well, I'll be doggone. I said, ain't that a coincidence? One's got it in one end and one's got it in the other.
Well, is that the same...
It's arthritis. It's arthritis, I reckon.
Well, Miss Daisy's got arthritis. Let me tell you, she got a remedy.
What's that? Mm.
Oh, she's gotten great relief. Hey, now, you know, this beautiful face, so bright, and she understands something. She won't tell it. You go around there and she'll tell you. Yeah.
What does she do?
She down there, you can stop and see.
I don't know, but she's got a remedy. She says it's helping.
She got a remedy.
She says she's not going to tell darn, but it sure does help her.
Yeah.
And I said, Miss Daisy, I see you out in the yard. You're just working away. I feel better. She said. And for the whole summer, she hadn't been able to move around.
Yeah.
I know what she's doing.
You don't know what she's doing?
No. But, you know, they have remedies.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
You know, it's one of those remedies that you, I'm sure that you can either rub on the outside or take on the inside or something. But... whatever it is.
Probably didn't care in your pocket.
Yeah. Whatever it is, she seems to.
Some people
don't you think it goes and comes?
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it does.
Uh-huh.
People say you can get one of these old Buckeyes, you know what I mean?
Buckeyes.
Yeah, carry in your pocket.
Oh, okay.
And that's good for rheumatism and arthritis and all that kind of stuff. You hear somebody else say, might be able to do something else.